Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Christopher from Arizona Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is needed. This survey is going to be quick and confidential, and I assure that this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
All right. Can I just have your birth to see if you're over 18?
Can
I just have your birth, like, to see if you're over 18?
Is my birth here?
Yes.
92.
All right. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, Hispanic.
Hispanic. All right. And what is your race? White, black, Hispanic, you said, right?
I never know what to answer to that. Hispanic option, Hispanic.
All right. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
I'm sorry?
Bachelor's?
I couldn't get that.
Bachelor's?
Yes. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a possible impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel of your vote on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has not a lot of power. 5 means just some power. 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
7.
Okay, great. Thinking about the direction in which country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied? Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people's organization and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no option or have never heard of that person, organizations, please indicate that. J.D. Vance?
Never heard of him.
Never? All right. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay. Well, between 0 to 10?
8.
The Democratic Party?
7.
The Republican Party?
2.
Donald Trump?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
6.
Joe Biden?
6.
You said 6?
Yeah.
All right. Congressman Ruben Gallego?
8.
All right. I know that is a long way off, but if in the November 2024 elections for the president were held today, who would he vote for? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or independent third party?
Kamala Harris.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress, were held today, for who would you vote? For your House of Representatives, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Which of the following sentence is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Voting on the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on issues that are important to me every day. Or my personal decisions are my impact every day. life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
Go with the first one.
All right. Which of the following sentence is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government is political systems work officially to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political systems will likely never work officially to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Our government and political systems do not work officially now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Which one of those three?
The last one.
The last one? All right. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the plant, negative or positive?
Negative or positive about the future of the planet?
Yes.
Positive.
All right. Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Negative.
All right. For the most recent voting experience on the November 2022 elections, would you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you? Or has it been about the same? Much easier, somewhat easier, about the same, much harder, somewhat harder?
Somewhat easier.
So much easier. All right. Thinking about the upcoming elections in the 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you may not vote in the upcoming elections. I know that you're gonna vote, you might vote, but just select two of the questions the answers I'm gonna tell you. I don't know enough about the candidates. It's too difficult for me to vote. Racist politics have made it too hard for me and the people like me to vote. I don't like any candidates because voting doesn't change things that matters to me, because elections and my vote won't matter, or I don't have time to vote.
The not knowing all the candidates.
Not knowing all the candidates?
And not liking a candidate.
All right. Okay. Who is trying to make it harder for the people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Democrats, racist politics, Republicans, all politicians, or none of above?
That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that. So none of the above.
Okay. All right. Below in the list, potential threats in American after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each street could happen in this country. From 0 to 10, 10 means that you believe that the treat is near certainly to happen. 5, that you are not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the treat will certainly not happen. All right, the first one will be allowing individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions or donations, politicians, campaigns, 0 to 10?
10.
10. Arresting and jailing individuals who had out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
Who have what? Sorry?
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
And we said, how likely do I think that is to happen?
From 0 to 10.
5.
A 5. Sending voters to jail for voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors, 0 to 10.
2.
2, all right. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstrations against the government, and criminalizing protected free speech, 0 to 10?
5.
All right. The Department of Justice, so the president can political opponents, including protesters, 0 to 10?
5.
5, all right. Preventing the president from being for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal? 0 to 10?
Can you see the first part of it?
Preventing the president from being for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
Five.
All right. Creating a state to monitor citizens' everyday life.
4.
4. All right. Having armed guards polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
4.
4. Okay. Political violence in response to American elections.
7.
Okay. All right. How big of a problem is racial discrimination on your life today? Big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem?
Was that somewhat of a problem?
Okay. Have you or anyone personality no experience any racist comments or behaviors in the past 2 years? Yes, personally experience. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here's a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whichever you agree or disagree, which means the statement where 10 means strongly agree and 5 means neither or agree or disagree and 0 means strongly disagree. We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all. 0 to 10?
6.
6. Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future or our families, community, and country. 0
5.
To 10? 5. All right. Most of us want freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
10.
10. Whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide our families.
8.
8. All right. All right. We're almost done, okay? I do really appreciate it. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe the most effective way to make change and issues to take care about the most? You may select up to two. Volunteering for local organizations and community, marching in the process, signing petitions, talking to friends and families about politics, voting in federal elections, such as for the president or U.S. Congress, calling, writing, email local politicians, engage in direct actions, donating to political campaigns or organizations, boycotting company, voting in state or local elections, such as government or mayor, or none of them.
Can you ask the question again? Sorry, I got the option. Just the
sure.
Question.
Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most?
gotcha. Petition, signing petitions, and talking to friends and family about
politics. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount. How much power do you feel your vote has? From 0 to 10, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 5 means just some power. And 0 means no power at all.
7.
All right. One last time, in the November 2024 elections for the president were held today, for who would he vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democratic Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or independent third party?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider a strong Democrat or not strong?
Moderate.
All right. Thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or somewhat conservative? Conservative.
Moderate.
All right. Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, or live with a family member or a friend or somebody else?
Own.
Own, okay. Were you born in the United States or another country?
U.S. All
right, just 2 more questions. Were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Okay. From who did you vote on the For who did you vote in the 2020 general elections for the president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden or Donald Trump or somebody else?
Biden.
All right. All right. Which of the following best describes your currently employee status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, unemployed, retired, permanently, disabled? All right. Disabled. All right. Last year, that is 2023, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes?
$100K.
All right. All right. I do really appreciate your time, ma'am, and have yourself a blessed day. You've been so polite.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks.